President-elect Obama has made his most extensive comments yet about the scandal involving the governor of Illinois. Obama says Rod Blagojevich should step down. Federal prosecutors say the governor tried to put a U.S. Senate seat up for sale, in effect, and it was the seat that Obama once held. The president-elect was also asked about the federal investigation.
What I'm absolutely certain about is that our office had no involvement in any deal-making around my Senate seat. That I'm absolutely certain of. And that would be a violation of everything that this campaign has been about. And that's not how we do business.
That's the president-elect speaking today in Chicago. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne was listening to the president-elect say, "We had no contact, no involvement." Don, really?
And this topic kind of took over a news conference that was supposed to be about the introduction of his new health care policy team. There were four questions he took. Three of them were about the Blagojevich matter. The first one was asking why, now that he's standing in front of the microphones today, the president-elect did not again repeat his assertion that Blagojevich should resign. He then took that opportunity to say he cannot serve, that okay. He doesn't have the trust. So he repeated that. He was asked about any contact that his staff may have had. He restated something that he said 2 days ago, or it was yesterday, wasn't it? In that briefest of comments he made when he said he had had no contact. He restated that. He could not say for sure that no one on the transition team had had no contact. He said they were not involved in deal making.
We had this awkwardness that his top advisor said at one point that Obama himself had been talking with the governor.
Yes,
about this.
And we got a statement last night from David Axelrod that he was mistaken when he said that they had met. Now, the president-elect Obama says that they are going over all of the records to see if there was any contact at all made by his team with Governor Blagojevich's office on this topic. He said they will release anything they find in the coming days.
And the other part of the news there, just to emphasize, he's saying that the governor of Illinois should resign. He repeated that call.
Exactly.
And let's move on to the actual purpose of this press conference, which was overshadowed here.
Exactly. Tom Daschle, the former Senate minority leader, majority leader, will be the Secretary of Health and Human Services, but he also gets another job. He will be in charge of a White House office, an office right inside the White House, in charge of formulating health care policy. He will be the president's top health care advisor. Sometimes those jobs are separate. You have the cabinet secretary, then you have the person in the White House. Daschle will be doing both. That means he will be the architect of whatever national health care reforms we get.
And assuming he's confirmed, he'll be at the center of a policy that's got to be of great interest not only to millions of Americans, but to businesses right now.
They are selling this already in this way. They are saying that we cannot get our hands around this economic crisis that the country faces until we finally, and those are the words of the president-elect, until we finally solve the health care crisis. Mr. Daschle said, you know, half of all bankruptcies and foreclosures are somehow related to rising health care costs. People are just overextended. They can't make it. So they are putting it in the context of that big economic picture.
Certainly true of the auto industry, which is trying for a bailout right now.
Exactly. A lot of their costs, health care related.
Although that bailout seems still in doubt. Obama is supporting this?
Supports it, says he likes the deal that he's seen worked out, has talked about how dire the consequences would be if these companies at this time are allowed to fail, even though he acknowledged that a lot of people have kind of a bad taste in their mouth about it.
Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne taking us through a press conference today by President-elect Barack Obama.